Your SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is loading now. Today's SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is sponsored by Purdy Insurance, Market Street, Sunbury, and online at PurdyInsurance.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to PurdyInsurance.com. Sunbury Motors Studio, our good friends, Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Key, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. And the Hilshers General Store hotline open at 1-800-795-9565, powered by Hilshers General Store. Go to www.hilsherstore.com. 7 miles south of Sealands Grove, routes 11 and 15. After the show tomorrow, Mike Ferguson on sports bullying tomorrow. And then Wednesday, practice round U.S. Open. Thursday, round U.S. Open. A lot going on. So, Friday, just back here in the Sunbury studio. Monday, it will be spikes and cross cutters in the opener at Medlar Field, Lebrano Park. Then Wednesday, it will be up to historic Bowman Field. So, we have a lot going on. Over the next, don't forget, of course, we'll be going to Pocono. Jimmy Johnson won the NASCAR race at Pocono over the weekend. But the IndyCar race, the long-awaited IndyCar race, is going to be in July, and we will broadcast live from that. So, very interesting. So, we have a lot going on. Let's talk about lawsuits. Evidently, Now, the O'Bannon lawsuit is, I think, the biggest one that's the biggest threat to the NCAA when it's all said and done. Why? Well, it threatens the financial nature of sports to begin with. And you know how I feel. I feel athletes are already paid. The EA Sports thing, though, does bring up interesting points. And I don't play video games. I never have. But evidently the losses are so close that it's pretty obvious that that's Braxton Miller. It's pretty obvious that's Matt McGloin. So, what do you do about it? You look at EA Sports and you say, you know what, you should be paying for this since you're using their likeness. The NCAA also has the issue with Miami. They have the issue with Penn State. They have the issue now with O'Bannon. Now the question is, how do they handle it all? And I'd still say that the O'Bannon one is the biggest one of all. Because that one is one that could cost them in the pocketbook dearly. The North Carolina thing is getting worse. Believe it or not. The Raleigh Times Observer has uncovered emails Now, we need context of the emails because, as I pointed out many times in another realm, you have to be fair about what the context is, but you have to go and ask the questions. And the emails do not paint a good picture at North Carolina about what was going on. They claim that 45% of this happened to be athletes, the other 55% the student body. And in the end, that's not what happened based on these emails. That this is primarily an academic athletic deal. Now, for whatever reason, they have not been able to uncover this in any other realm, but the newspaper did. Freedom of Information Act, they got a hold of the emails, they were able to put everything together. Now, again, you're trying to go 2 and 2 equals 4 here. You still do need the context from those who wrote the emails. I can't sit there and talk about the Penn State emails and use that, but then go on the attack about North Carolina and not use the same standard. So I have to use the same standard. And that's very important. But the North Carolina academic scandal is a mess and apparently is deeper than people realize. Meanwhile, Danny O'Brien is going to leave Wisconsin. ACC Rookie of the Year as a redshirt freshman. Second year struggle in Randy Edsall's system. Was eventually beaten out by C.J. Brown. Decided to transfer. He was down to Penn State and Wisconsin. Saw Danny twice. I really thought Penn State had a shot at him. Instead, he chose Wisconsin. But then it became buried on the depth chart behind Joel Stave and Kurt Phillips. In the spring game, he only attempted 3 passes. Now, if he wants to transfer again, he has 1 year of eligibility remaining. But there's no doubt that his college career is very much in doubt. 1 year at Wisconsin and out for Danny O'Brien. And everyone thought he would step into whatever, here or Wisconsin, and step in as a starting quarterback. It never worked out that way. He threw 3 touchdown passes, 1 interception last year. He threw for 523 yards. That's it. So he's out. As for the U.S. Open, Marion right now with all the rain's a mess. A lot of water on the course. They're trying to get rid of it the best they can, especially with the rain they had today. So now they have to somehow get that course ready to go. You know, the players have been complimentary of the layout, but there's only so much you can do with Marion. It's the first course under 7,000 yards in Southern Hills in Tulsa hosted the U.S. Open. It's a long time ago. Also, it brings up Ben Hogan, who hit the famous one iron on 18. There was a plaque in the 18th fairway where Hogan struck the one iron. forged the playoff in 1950 because of that shot. And Hogan was one of those who believed that you had to have patience and you had to slow yourself down. So when he would drive to the golf course, it was the U.S. Open, he'd drive 5 miles per hour under the speed limit. That way he would actually slow himself down before the round began. He was an intimidating force on the golf course. You have Hogan, Lee Trevino beat Jack Nicklaus in a playoff in 1971. David Graham won the tournament in 1981. My friend Dave Baker sent me a trivia question yesterday. Name the five players in the world that have won on six continents. David Graham was one of them. Gary Player was one. Laura Davies, whom I never would have gotten, she was another one. And I don't remember off the top of my head who the other two were. But it's tight. That has to be. Driver's not going to really be in the bag for anybody. Can't. They may use driver on two holes, maybe. To par 70 on top of it. Sergio Garcia did approach Tiger today. Oh, well. There's a shock. Oh, well. But I've been looking forward to the U.S. Open for a while now. Our opportunity to be there, get some interviews, move on from there. Get down there for the practice round, round one. And it should be quite an event. It's golf's national championship back here in Pennsylvania. And, of course, they were at Oakmont just a couple of years ago. I remember covering the U.S. Open at Oakmont in 1994. Arnold Palmer's last trip up the 18th fairway in his U.S. Open career. Growing up in Latrobe. And the emotion as I stood there at 18, watching him walk up the hill to 18 at Oakmont. Then they brought him into the interview tent, naturally. And in the interview tent, after some generalities, it was time for a question. And a woman with a British accent gets up in the front. She says, look, for decades, you've been the man. You're the one that put the tour on the map. You've been the focal point of what's been going on to make golf more popular in this country around the world. How did it feel walking up the 18 at the U.S. Open for the final time? He broke down and cried. Then he tried to compose himself and he tried to start again. He broke down and cried again. And he finally looked at the media, and I was standing in the back, and said, I really feel sorry about this. I can't do this right now. And he got up and he left. And everyone in the media, the national media, gave him a standing ovation. Now, why haven't you seen that played more? That moment. Because that is the night OJ was in the Bronco. I remember sitting down. I had just done an interview with Jack Nicklaus to put together a series of reports. And I'm looking at the screen, and there's A.C. Cowlings driving the Bronco with O.J. in the back. I finished up my work, and I drove back to State College about 2 hours and 15 minutes. When I got here, it was still going on. Today's show is brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com as we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
If you want to have a fun day, you have to drive a Hyundai. The deals are heating up at Sunbury Motors Lincoln Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza. Hyundai is the fastest growing import dealer in all of Central PA. And SMC has over 50 to choose from with savings up to $3,500. Sunbury Motors has 10 of the fuel efficient Hyundai Elantra coupes starting at $16,645. Pick from 15 of the top selling 2013 Hyundai Sonatas and they're as low as $19,730. All with America's best warranty at 10 years and 100,000 miles. As always, SMC is making American luxury affordable with Lincoln. You want savings? Check out the new Lincoln Navigator with over 10 grand in discounts.
That's not small change.
Stop in and drive the all-new Lincoln MKZ, an awesome car with an awesome ride. So get to the big black building in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza across from Wise Markets and see two great manufacturers at one great location. Because the deals are hot at Sunbury Motors Lincoln Hyundai.
Welcome back. Great to have you with us. Brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Sunbury Motors Studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Keywords 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And the Hilsers General Store hotline open at 1-800-795-9565. Powered by Hilsers General Store. Go to www.hilsersstore.com. Hilsers General Store, located 7 miles south of Seals Grove on Routes 11 to 15. Sarah Bartlett is in today with Kevin on vacation. Sarah?
How are you?
Doing well. Great to have you on board.
Thanks. Good to be here.
And tomorrow, Mike Ferguson on sports bullying. A week from today, John Rocker, the former Braves and Mets pitcher, is going to join us on the show. Today's SI.com, Dominic Brown, from bust to breakout star. How about that? Now he's the guy they're all talking about. And how often have we talked about the importance, again, of patience? Patience, it's one of the hardest things to do in sports, is to come up with patience. You know, you're impatient about where your team is in the standings. You're impatient about how they're managed. You're impatient with the prospect that's supposed to be so great. Dominic Brown fell into that category. Sometimes the light just goes on. And when the light goes on, suddenly you've got yourself a player. You fight through confidence or the lack thereof. And that's a big part of this. I think a lot of fans have, a feeling that athletes are athletes no matter what, and they get cocky and arrogant when things are going well. And that is something I have discovered to be the opposite on the minor league level here. They feel they're only as good as their last at-bat. And that's what I've found interesting. You know, they may be going well, but they're like, it's such a tenuous spot. They feel like they are a slump away from not being retained in the organization. And I think it translates all the way up through the major league level. Well, Dominic Brown has found his confidence. He is having a great spring. Hitting the ball, and not only that, but hitting with power. And he's fielded really well, too. And there's a perfect example of what patience can mean. And patience, the hardest thing to do in sports, especially when you have talk show hosts telling you what's right and what's wrong all the time. You have fans getting involved, what's right and wrong. And when you get to a guy like Dominic Brown, he is somebody that all the tools are there, but it just hasn't kicked into gear. And it's interesting how Charlie Manuel was talking about Dominic Brown. Someone asked, when are you going to move him up to fifth in the order? He says, he'll tell me. And that's the other part a lot of fans don't realize. Players really are the ones that determine a coach as to who plays, where they hit in the order, and so forth. Dominic Brown's play has moved him up to fifth in the order, how he's handled the bat. He wasn't handling the bat so well, he'd be down at seventh. But as Charlie Manuel said, and correctly so, Dominic Brown will tell me when to move him up to fifth in the order. Well, he's hitting fifth in the order now. And not because Dominic Brown verbally told him, move me to fifth. His bat did all the talking. And that's how he got moved to fifth. Bottom of the hour news. Today's show being brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Final half hour coming up on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
At 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome. Great to have you with us. Brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Here in the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Key, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Pilsner's General Store hotline open at 1-795-9564 by Hilsner's General Store. Go to www.hilsner's.com. Tiger Woods, of course, has not won a major year since the U.S. Open at Torrey Pines. But he's also the guy that's won more tournaments this year than any other golfer. He gets paired up in the opening round with the opening two rounds with Rory McIlroy and Adam Scott. Of course, he's the memorial in some ways. Players' Championship, though, he hits 67% of the fairways. Or not at the memorial, he actually hit 82% of the fairways. He just couldn't. His approach shots in the green weren't great, and his putting was lousy. But he actually hit 82% of the fairways at Mirrorfield Village. If he hits 2% at Marion, he'll run away with this thing. Then there's Mickelson, who's strong St. Jude Classic, where he finished second, 10 under par. Matt Kuchar's been on a roll. He won the Memorial. Wood is always good at a major, even though he's never won it. Graham McDowell's won the U.S. Open before. Justin Rose, Open game. Brant Snedeker is a guy I think a lot of people know I like a lot. Rory McIlroy can turn it on at any time. Dustin Johnson has a lot of pluses in his game. Then there's Adam Scott, the only guy in the field that can win the Grand Slam. Ricky Fowler, Charles Schwartzel, Webb Simpson, the defending champion, Day, Luke Donald, Henrik Stenson, Billy Horschel, Bill Haas, Robert Garrigus are ones to take a good long look at in this field. But, of course, we all know who's at the top in being a favorite. And he's dialed in, locked in, and we'll see how Tiger Woods attacks this thing.
I've been wanting to see them bring an open backdoor course like this for a long time. I think the game of golf panicked too much over the years. By lengthening courses so much to, quote, tiger-proof them, they got away in some ways from shot making. This course is going to be narrow for obvious reasons with punishing rough. It's going to put a premium on accuracy. But can a course that is 6,950 yards produce an even winning score? That's what we're all about to find out. That's what the U.S. would like, the USGA. That's what they would like. They would like to see that happen. And in Philadelphia, it is all the rage, all the talk. Phillies aren't running away with it. They're two games under 500 after that bad trip into Milwaukee. Eagles aren't doing anything right now. Sixers never do. Flyers have been gone for a long time. No playoff for them. So this has been the big deal, the U.S. Open Golf Championship. Now, the fact that Tiger has not won a major in 5 years is remarkable. But the key on this course is going to be accuracy. U.S. Open rough is very deep and very punishing. And I think they have to do it because of the length of the course. Our number 1-800-795-9565. If you'd like to jump in, 1-800-795-9565. And how about Chad Johnson? He's in there. It looks like he's going to get out of jail time. He's going to be in good shape. The judge asks him about his attorney. He takes and he slaps the attorney on the backside. The whole courtroom erupts in laughter. At that point, the judge tears up the plea agreement and puts him in jail for 30 days. How about that? As we said earlier, Daniel Bryan's leaving Wisconsin. Mike Henry, by the way, in basketball leaving Illinois, is going to transfer to DePaul. Now, Penn State has a couple of transfers coming in, but they have not yet announced and they're still doing the paperwork on both kids. So I can't really get into that at that point. So that's one of the Pac-Man Jones charged with assault after a bar incident, actually turned himself in. Some guys, they're in trouble all the time. He's one of them. There was a bar in Cincinnati. City's prosecutor confirmed to the Cincinnati Inquirer Jones was charged with assault on a female patron in the bar. Mike Florio of Pro Football spoke with Pac-Man's agent, Peter Schaefer, who said that Jones was involved in an incident at a bar Thursday night following the Reds game. Schaefer said a pair of women with Jones appeared to be intoxicated, came up to the defensive back, asked to take a picture, and declined, threw a beer bottle at him from close range, striking him in the head. Jones reacted by turning around and slapping the woman, who threw the bottle and yelling. He says, "What are you doing? Stop it." Apparently the plan was for Jones to turn himself into today, which he did.
the time. Schaefer told Florio that there are multiple witnesses who can confirm Jones' side of the story, but that police declined to interview them. So if it was anybody else other than Adam Jones, they would have investigated, Schaefer said. If it was anybody other than Adam Jones, they wouldn't have arrested him. Talking about Pac-Man here, obviously. If his side of the story is indeed accurate, and he is indeed not in the wrong, it's a story that deserves to be told. Just because he's been in trouble before doesn't mean that police should automatically assume that he was in the wrong this time around. There was a security cam that night in the bar. And actually outside the bar. And it's where reputation gets involved. And there's also the Michael Vick story. Michael Vick is very upset not been named the starting quarterback for the Eagles. Very upset. He thinks he should have been named the starting quarterback right away by Chip Kelly decided no. He has not decided to name a starting quarterback yet. Going to wait till they get to training camp. Michael Vick is upset that he has not been named the starting QB. Michael Vick is lucky to be playing in the NFL. And you still have to be able to remember that. Just because he's had success and certain parts have gone well for him, obviously record-wise it didn't go well last year, but some parts have gone well for him, doesn't mean he still can't have, you know, that there still has to be an appreciation on his part that he's playing in the NFL. I understand the competitive nature of this. But let it play out. If he's good enough, he'll be named the starting quarterback. What he does fits the system in Philadelphia rather well. So he should be able to get it done. But DeSean Jackson, for example, is not running first team. Now, you don't know. He's not running first team out of motivation, or he's not running him because he doesn't deserve to be running first team. Already, Chip's made some waves within some of the veterans in the Eagles camp. Michael Vick upset, DeSean Jackson upset. But it's Chip's team. It's his scheme. He's in charge. And after you win four games the year before and go 4-12, I don't think you're really in much of a position to complain about what's going on as to whether your position is in the depth chart. Our number 1-800-795-9565 in the Hilsters General Store Hotline. Today's show is brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Street in Sunbury. We'll wrap it up in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When you buy insurance, it's serious business. Because if something happens and you don't have the right coverage, you're out of luck and maybe out of business. So if you need insurance, business, home, auto, or flood, ask your agent about Selective. No gimmicks, just great coverage and great response.
Get to know your local Selective agent, Purdy Insurance, on Market Street in Sunbury or at purdyinsurance.com. Find out what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Welcome back. Final segment of the show. Hilsters General Store Hotline open at 1-800-795-9565. Powered by Hilsters General Store. Go to www.hilstersstore.com. Hilsters General Store, the 21st century general store. located 7 miles south of Sealands Grove on Routes 11 and 15. I am safely ensconced in the Sunbury Motors studio, unsure where Kevin is, thus I have locked the door. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Kia Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. I just don't know where he is. As soon as I can get solid intel on where he is, I'll unlock the door.
I think that's a good idea. You never know. Maybe look out the windows, too. You never know. He could be creeping around.
I've hired security.
Not a bad move.
Well, I gave them his picture. They all said he'll be easy to spot. Like, okay. They also felt they had a good chance of chasing him down.
I don't know why that would be.
I said, you can tell all that from pictures? They said, yes.
Smart guys.
I only hire the best, sir. Only the best.
I don't doubt that.
You have to. And when you're dealing with somebody that's that dangerous. Wait till I Pocono with this guy.
I can only imagine. I mean, books should be written just about that weekend or day.
Yeah, but you're going to owe me. Okay?
Yeah.
The reason why, okay, you're going to owe me in several areas. Number one, it's sitting in the station telling you about open wheel racing, he'll be out.
Yes.
Number two, I will get him out of the station.
That is true.
Okay? At that point, you, Cody, Allie, Mark, Sean, Drew, even Harry, all owe me.
I guess that's true.
Getting him on the road. Sitting there at Pocono, watching a little racer go around circles for him, and having him explain to me the importance of practice. The Allen Iverson of practice. You will all owe me because I said yes to this. Remember for how many hours I am going to be an IndyCar hostage. Hours and hours.
I know. We understand. Well, we have about a month to think about how we can repay you for this generous gift.
Cash is good. I take up a collection. The end, paper is always a big plus. Then we're going to be at Lift for Life on July 12th, Friday. We'll be at Lift for Life. So we'll get several of the Penn State football players on like we did last year from Lift for Life. To MC the event there. And we'll get a chance to talk to several of the players on this team. Tribe, Mike Hall. Yeah. Allen Robinson, Kyle Carter. Saw Robinson and Carter the other night. They were on Thursday night. They were helping out with Special Olympics, and that went really well here. I emceed the VIP reception on Thursday night. Then I emceed the closing ceremonies on Saturday. And if you can't get emotional over that, you can't get emotional over anything. It was incredible. Yeah, 2,000 athletes here. Plenty of volunteers. It's just a great 3 days here in State College. Part of the culture that makes this area special. And I deliberately use the word culture. They also had a fundraising golf tournament yesterday for Adam Brungardt. He was a medic in Afghanistan when he lost both legs in an IED attack. So somebody decided to put together a fundraising idea. And it turned out the course cooperated. 100% of all the proceeds went to help him out with his medical fund. They raised between $5,000 and $10,000. They had 90 golfers on hand for that yesterday. 90. No overhead. Every dollar went to help him out. He spoke to everybody on a cell phone at one point.
And it was an incredibly touching event. There were several Penn State football players involved. One of them actually got a hole in one yesterday. But because they're an athlete, they're not allowed to collect the prize. Hole in one, no prize. Not allowed to. So they had to bypass it. So that was all this past few days and this weekend. Plenty of charitable work being done. And then Lift for Life will benefit kidney cancer research. Eric Shribe has already personally raised more money than other universities have involved in uplifting athletes. He's done that individually. Amazing story as to what Eric's been able to accomplish. That's why when you hear, oh, you know what, you know, he might be a bust. Oh, really? When you've raised tens of thousands of dollars to help out somebody else, you're a success. Plus, he's going to play this year, too. He will play. If he's healthy, he'll play a lot. He can play four positions on the offensive line. But the Lift for Life will be by 12th. Marion, Wednesday, Thursday. Pocono, July 5th. Lift for Life, July 17th. And the ceremonial unlocking of the door here will be on Monday. I'm not coming out until I know where he is.
Safe move there.
We had a great time, by the way, last Wednesday, raising money for the Purdy's, by the way. Of course, Purdy Insurance is our Monday sponsor, brought to you by PurdyInsurance.com, Market Street in Sunbury. They raised over $20,000 for the Greater Southern Valley Wine. Great tournament, great event, great hosts between the Purdy's and the Susquehanna Valley Country Club. Could not have asked for better. Great day weather-wise. Drew played great. Mark Mahoney played great. Kevin even had his moments. I don't want to destroy his confidence completely. But I figure if I say enough nice things about him, he won't do the stalking thing. Today's show has been brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Tomorrow, sports bullying. We'll talk about that here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.